All right, so for the first episode of Men and Mental, it's the very first episode, and I'm excited about it because I felt like growing up, this is something I could have listened to, you know, something that probably could have helped me just personally growing up, especially in my teenage years. Now, I want to go ahead and discuss the importance of mental health, especially in black men, because I am a black man, so I can't really get the perspective of another person or another race because I am not that. First, before we start, I'm gonna read a statistic real quick. In 2015, I'm sure there's more recent studies, but this is just something I come across. In 2015, only 26% of black and Hispanic men received mental services when they were feeling depressed. Now, that is an extremely low number. Extremely low. This is pretty much like 1 out of 4 men. Now, compared to white men received mental services when they were feeling depressed, about 45% of them, right? Almost 50. Mind you, this was done in 2015. We've come a long way, so I'm sure those numbers could have risen or fallen, you know? Why do I think that is? Now, me personally, growing up as a black man, you know, I grew up with a single mother, a twin, 3 older siblings. I have one sister, the rest of us are all boys. Me personally, and I'm gonna say that a lot because I can only speak from the perspective of myself. I don't think, you know, there's a narrative that men don't want to express themselves. Like we just don't want to, which is false. There is a fear behind it, right? Like we could want to do something so bad, but we're just scared. We're terrified. We don't know how that feels. We don't know what comes with that. Mainly for me personally, is because I didn't really see that. Like I said, I grew up with, you know what I'm saying, we were all boys. I can probably count on one hand where I've seen any one of us really cry about something from an emotional standpoint, right? Like, I didn't got my ass whoopers before. You know, we cry about shit like that. We're going to cry when we get our ass whooped. We're going to cry at a funeral or something like that. But what about a time where if I'm just really, really feeling sad, like something happened in school or I'm not feeling like myself, right? I couldn't tell you growing up if I cried about something like that. I could go into almost like a vegetable state, right? Like, I just want to be left alone. You know, I'm probably hurting like a motherfucker on the inside, you know? But at the same time, I don't want to express that. I just want to be left alone and hopefully it just goes away. And little do we know, as men, it never really just goes away. We're just like pushing it to the back of our head, you know? We're not addressing the issue. We're masking it. We're getting over it. But it's still going to be there. It's still going to be something that lives with us. It's going to be something that we just didn't address growing up. And I've had a lot of moments like that. You know, I ain't going to lie to you. There's been a lot of moments where I just really felt out of it, depressed, you know, just overcome with all of this, you know, different sad emotions that I just had to, you know what I'm saying? There's a turn. I just had to man up, right? That's that idea of, you know, that's what we have to do. We don't want to express this. We just got to man up and just get through it, right? We got to be tough, whatever, right? Not knowing that, you know, when it comes to mental health, it don't give a fuck who you are. It don't care who you are. You know, it's going to attack you just the same way it attack everybody else, right? The longer you do something like that, when you push things to the back of your head, it becomes easy to do that. And that's a problem. You never want to make it easy to mask emotions, because then, you know, that creates problems in every relationship, friendships, you know what I'm saying, with your family, all of these different things. You don't know how to express emotions with nobody because you've just gotten so used to just masking your own that then when somebody comes to you and try to express their emotions, you don't even know how to help them because you don't even know how to help yourself. You know what I mean? So, like I said, I grew up with, you know what I'm saying, we were all boys, one sister. And I can't tell you how to express emotions growing up, you know. I just knew how to be a man. I just knew how to be a boy, actually, you know, because I was young. I was a little teenager. I just knew how to be a boy. I knew how to mimic what I seen. And what I seen was just, you know what I'm saying, you get some good grades, you're going to go talk to some girls, you're going to ride around, you're going to go play basketball, you're going to play football. That's just what I seen. I didn't see men, black men, expressing themselves. I didn't see black men crying. I didn't see black men trying to help one another on a mental state. Now, obviously, my brothers always supported me with whatever I did. You know what I mean? And my sister, too. Always. You know what I'm saying? School, sports, anything, always. But like I said, I didn't see it from a mental perspective. And that's not to say that they didn't do it. Maybe I was just too young and I just didn't see it. Maybe they did that amongst themselves. I don't know. I don't want to speak for them. I can only say that I didn't see it. So I never knew what that looked like or how to do it. You know what I mean? And that wasn't something that somebody told me, yeah, you need to learn this. You need to learn how to do this, right? So without that conversation, that was just something that I just didn't even think was important growing up. You know, I didn't think about mental health until I became an adult. You know what I'm saying? Maybe 20, 24, 25 years old. I didn't think about none of that shit. I was thinking about just being a man, just trying to do this, trying to do that, trying to do this. You know what I'm saying? Not thinking about mental health, not thinking about how I'm feeling. If I feel depressed, I got to man up. I got to go do this. I got to go do that. With that being said, as I drifted into my adult years, mental health became very important to me personally because of the social media standpoint that I found myself drifted into. And what I mean when I say that is all of the social media stuff, it can be draining sometimes. You know, and that is a world nobody can prepare you for. Nobody, no matter what nobody says, you're never going to be prepared for it. Everybody, and I've always gave the advice of telling people, yeah, you got to have thick skin to get into the social media thing, because it's almost like when you want people to glorify your good deeds and everything you do good, you got to be ready for them to glorify the bad too. It's almost like understanding yourself and to how to deal with it. And sometimes I'll be first to tell you, shit, that shit ain't easy to deal with. You know, it can look good on social media, like you don't care, you're unbothered, all of these type of things. But deep down, trust me, you're bothered. You know, I've been there. You know, you can lie to the internet, but one thing you can't do is lie to yourself. You're gonna look in the mirror eventually, and you're gonna shed some tears. You're gonna sit there and look at yourself and be like, damn, this shit really getting to me. You know, and that's okay. That's perfectly fine. That's what you want. You want to be able to look yourself in your eyes. You're like, yeah, this is tough, you know. And with that, for me, having to understand how to seek help in this type of game, right? So it's talking with family, friends, things like that, and asking them for advice on how to move. You know what I'm saying? Also wanting them to hold you accountable for anything that you did, right? You want them to help you understand how you know what I'm saying? Who am I? You know, these people on the internet saying all these different things about me, like, is this really who I am? Like, is this, because at some point when you see something enough that's said about you, you start to believe it. You start to, you know what I'm saying? Maybe they're right. Maybe this is me. Maybe that's who I am. Right. So you need that guidance from your friends to be able to talk to you and be like, you know what, bro? This ain't you. You know what I'm saying? You fucked up. It is what it is. You know, but I'm going to hold you accountable, but I'm going to tell you about yourself. But at the same time, bro, this ain't you. 5-10 years from now, that ain't going to be you. You did this, and that's what you wanted to look like. That's who you were then. But 5 years from now, my G, that ain't you. You're gonna grow from that. You're gonna learn from that. Like I said, down the line in the future, you're gonna look back and be like, you know what? I was able to prosper out of that. I was able to learn from that, grow out of that, transition to a better person. Look within, find yourself, become who you know you want to be, not who people expect you to be. Become exactly who you want to be. And that's all that matters. Everybody, I want, let's do this exercise. I want to show you how difficult it is as, you know, anyone. But, you know, from a perspective of a black man. So my fellas, black men out there, black kings, young or old, whatever. You know, I want you to think. You know what I'm saying? I want you to dig deep in them thoughts because I know they're there. You know what I'm saying? Dig back to some trauma. And that's if you have some, if you don't. But think back to a time that was extremely hard, depressing, like a really, really, really rough time. You know what I'm saying? You can close your eyes and do it, or you can just really think. Now, once you have that moment in your life and it's there and you can feel the emotions from it, I want you to think to a time, or just hypothetically, you just looked to your mom or a friend or your dad or anyone, and you just say it out loud, just, you know what, I need help. You know, like I'm not feeling like myself. Like just say it out loud. Like, I need help. For me, being, you know, 14, 15, doing something like that would be extremely hard. Extremely hard. Like, I don't know, being 14 and I'm outside hooping, or, you know what I'm saying, I'm running the streets with my friends and I'm feeling depressed, and I know how to just look at them and be like, man, you know what, I need help. You know? And that's not to say that they would have clowned me or whatever. I don't really personally know what they would have did. But that fear of not knowing is probably what it kept me. That probably would have kept me from doing it. It's okay to go and have conversations with your friends about how you're feeling mentally. It's okay to have weekly check-ins with your friends about how they're feeling mentally. You know? It's okay. Check in with them. See how they feeling. You know, don't be the friend to give the bullshit response or even accept the bullshit response, right? Like, we here to check on each other. We're not here to just be like, hey man, you good? Like, y'all straight. I'm trying to get my stuff together. You know what I mean? We ain't here to accept that. No longer, man. We need to actually have honest conversations with our friends and our family. Like, man, how you feeling? Hey man, I'm trying to get my stuff together. Well, man, what does that mean? Like, how you? Like, what's going on? Like, we ask those questions. We want to ask the tough questions, right? Moving forward. So, I'm gonna wrap this little episode up, man. I hope you guys enjoy. This is a first of many. Got a lot of topics to discuss. We got a lot of guests that we're gonna have on. We're gonna really try to push the conversation forward in terms of men and mental, and our mental health. So, shout out to everybody who pulled up and listened for the first episode. I appreciate you and I love you, and I hope you stick around for more. I hope you enjoyed this, but I'm gonna try to push out an episode at least once a week. And yeah, I mean, we talked about a little bit and a lot today. I hope it resonates with you. I hope you guys enjoy, and I love every single one of you, and enjoy the rest of your day, night, or evening. Take it easy.